the worst part of Monday night.
And he says, "He never buy Echman after Menachos Shal Shabbos. Chayav and Agam Chichat B'Shegeik or Misa B'Beit." Let's just show the Hakdama. In the Hakdama, he says there. If I can find it quickly. Now I've got my shkach. The chayim b'isav boira, see when the isav boira motzim ma'oid the koshel, the chesaron yodia. It's very easy to stumble because of chesaron yodia. Derech moshlik here, she actually bosses she shnei min ha'oid v'is mechulakin. Someone's got two different types of meat from different animals, different birds. V'roi tzadibre min echa mechavei l'anicha ala achas. When he wants to put it for afterwards, isav gabahu. It's a very severe prohibition. It's very easy, it's motzi ma'oid, says the Bishop, to be nichshol in the Esav Boira, so we have to be very careful not to do this, not to fall into this trap of doing the Esav Boira. Mishmur says at the beginning over here in Hakdoma to Hilchos Boira, it's one of the 30 malachas, Chavim Gamkin Chatzos B'Shegei Misa, right? Okay, we're going to come to this in a minute. Let's just go quick. First of all, what we learned yesterday before we go into the actual halachas. So yesterday we spoke about what's called actually a mixture. I mean, the first thing in boira is only if there's a mixture. If you have no mixture, there's no boira. Yeah? Someone's got all the apples, let's say all the golden delicious apples, he wants to divide it into half, some for later, it's no problem. There's no mixture. It's only if you've got different sorts of apples, golden delicious, and Cox's, let's say, or Pink Lady, you got a mixture of apples there, then there's a problem to separate it. But if you've got no mixture, there's no problem with boira. So the other base is always, is there a mixture in the thing? That's number one. That's what we said yesterday. Any form of selecting is a problem. We said anything at all, however you do it, that is a problem. So we said a chiddush yesterday, Tracy says, that not only is, even in the Mishkan, they were talking about a proper mixture. They were talking about you had wheat mixed with stones. The stones are useless, you can't eat with the stones. That's a proper soilus. So that is Mamish a serious problem of separating on Shabbos. But the Chiddush is we show you say, and not only that, but if you've got something which is edible but you don't want it, let's say someone's got nuts and raisins in a bowl, and he doesn't want the nuts or he doesn't want the raisins, that's also called a mixture. Maybe a Chiddush, that means even there's nothing wrong with nuts and raisins, most times you eat it. No problem. It's a problem. I heard a shiur, I saw it once from him. Rabbi Zev Lev, he's a rabbi in Eretz Yisrael. So he said he used to give a shiur on towards end of Shabbos, going into Matzah Shabbos. So he said he had two stories, very interesting stories. One was the Hilchos Boira. He said he was giving a shiur that in Hilchos Boira, someone's got a mixture of nuts and raisins. So if you don't like the nuts, to pick out the nuts and put them at the side is a problem. It's a problem of Boira. Right. So after shiur, someone came up to him, a man of 70 years old, he says, Rabbi, I don't know where you're coming from. I've been in this world for many, many years. I've never heard something in my life. Never. Don't know where you're coming from. First time you heard about it. Once they said, "Yeah, that was another story you heard once about 3 years later." He said there was a young couple who were invited to someone's house for Shabbos. So they came along. They bought them a nice glass bowl to put the fruit in that they want. Because they come there, the woman opens up the package and she says, "That bowl is absolutely stunning." She says, "She said it's so nice. I'm putting it straight on the table." So she undoes it, pan packs it, and puts the fruit into the bowl. So the young couple look at each other, Fetus Canaan, what's up to Fetus Canaan? So they decided they're going to tell her. So they told her that, you know, before you use such a utensil, you have to tell her. She said, "I've never heard this before in my life, sir. You know, I've got some problem." Because they have Shabbos, yeah? She said, "None of my utensils have been immersed." She said, "Let's go to the mikveh now, let's throw them all out." Two different sorts of people. Some are happy to change, some are not so happy to change. So this is, in Hilchos Boira, it's hard to change, but that's what one has to do. So we said yesterday that all different sorts of things you can have, sour apples, good apples, it's a mixture. I forgot to say it's a mixture. I found this yesterday somewhere. I wonder, in a chicken itself, so you've got the white and the brown, different parts of a chicken, is that called a mixture? That means, what's it relevant to? I mean, the person's got a platter of chicken, all on a platter, and he wants to keep, let's say, the white for shalashuvs. Well, Friday night, he wants to separate it and keep it for Shabbos lunch. Is there a problem to take off the white? Or do we say it's one chicken, it's one min? What's the problem? Sorry? It's kovechos. It's different taste. So who says it's not called a mixture?
One goof.
Well, who said 1%?
What? Who you hide from the bones?
What?
Who you hide from the bones? The chicken bones is like if they're
resembling. Yeah? Yeah, maybe it's a right for an egg, but I'm not sure if it's going to be right for a chicken bone. What, sorry?
In your skin, he wants to eat both of them. He just wants one for another time.
But you can't separate for later. If you've got a platter of chicken, let's say apples, mixture of apples. Let's say you've got a mixture of, let's say, nuts and raisins.
Yes.
And you want to have the nuts for Shabbos lunch and a raisin for Shabbos.
Are you allowed to do that?
Yeah?
Yes.
You can't separate them. That's a mixture.
Well, I take the one that
they want first. Ah, if you don't want what you want, there's no problem. But let's say you take the raisins out for Shabbos Shulis, that's no good. You wouldn't have both on Shabbos, but I'm asking you can't separate, you don't have to do on Shabbos.
If I want to prepare, so can I really prepare? No, because I'm not eating them yet, yes?
You can't prepare now.
So I can only take futangwons for lunch first, and then...
What's left is left, but well, you can't separate. Even when you finish lunch, if you've got nuts and raisins mixed together, you still can't take the raisins out. Because you're not the only reason now, you only want raisins for Shabbos Shulis. The problem. So in a chicken, it's a big shayla, my sir. Rafalk in Zochem Shom Rafalk today, he says the problem actually. He says brown or white is different. People are mucked with what they have. And there was others do say that my sir, it's called 1 min. I find it very big Kiddush actually, because you see people are fussy what they have, yeah? It's a big Kiddush to call that 1 min. But, yeah, that's number one. Okay, that we said as well. We spoke about begodim, kelim, all these things Boer applies to. And we said, even if you got in shul, everyone's got a Marks and Spencer coat. But some of them are size 10, some are size 12, size are 14, whatever, different sizes. Different sizes in coats or in begodim are a problem. In cutlery, small knives and large knives are a mixture, because they've got different services, and therefore it's called a taru, it's a mixture. The only exception to this, we said, was food. In food, generally speaking, a big and small don't make a difference. All right, let's say you got a platter, we said yesterday, with half pieces of fish and big pieces of fish. Big slices of fish. So is that called a mixture? That means I want to take off, I've got some visitors coming for Shabbos Shulis. So it comes to Shabbos lunch, I want to have all my half pieces now, and the big pieces I want to keep for Shabbos lunch, for Shabbos Shulis. So I want to scrape off all the big pieces onto a platter and put them away. Am I have to do that? Is that a mixture? So we said on food, that's not called a mixture. The reason why it's not called a mixture on food is because there's no difference really between small and big in food. If I have two small half pieces, the same as one big one. If I've got one big one, I divide it into half, that's the same as two small ones. So there's no real difference between big and small when it comes to food items. That's why in food items there's no problem. Everything else there is a problem, but begodim, cutlery, everything else is a problem. But when it comes to food items itself...
It has to be the same type of fish.
Yeah, but once you've got a different type of fish, obviously you've got a new problem to the mixture. So you've got on your platter, you've got,
sea bass,
and you've got haddock, that's obviously called a mixture. They're touching each other. If they're obviously separate from each other, there's no problem. But if they're near each other, touching each other, that is a problem, yeah? Even in one type of fish, let's say some of it's cooked, let's say like a gefilte fish, some of it's cooked, some of it's fried, that's a mixture. It's different types of fish. It's all the same min, but it's a different type. That was the problem. Then we ended off yesterday with the last part about matzahs in a box. Someone's got matzahs in a box, some of them are half, and some of them are whole. I want to bring a box to the table, but I don't want the half matzahs inside my box. It doesn't look very nice for people who come in there. So I want to take out in the kitchen all my half matzahs and then bring in the box with the full matzahs. Is that allowed?
What?
Yeah, is it nice? I know why. Yes, so on this a big shayla. The shayla is, why is it a problem? Because here, you're right, it's a food item, which really makes no chiddush when you have two half matzahs, a whole matzah. But there is a certain time you are mukbid. So almost wants to use lecha mishnah. So he's mukbid on lecha mishnah to have a whole one. So there is a hakpada in a matzah to have a whole sometimes. That's worse. So here, in I am. Here's a big matzah. Urchas Shabbos. Let's see if we can find Urchas Shabbos. Urchas Shabbos says, there's a machlokes Urchas Shabbos. Let's just see if we can find it here. Peret Gimel Siflamer Vob. Peret Gimel. Matzah shleibes is from Rose. It was a rosh. It was a shleibes. So elecha mishnah. Yes, because you never get a taruvus. Some hold it's called a taruvus. The ein livroel lefikloim elechas berim. You have to speak to melechas berim. But yes, shared tea rivers, some are matter this. Some say it's not called the rivers. I think the Malyashim holds that the ikka is the matzah is for eating. It's not made for lecha mishna. So the main criteria of the matzah is for eating. In eating, there's no chilek with the half and big. Even though, you're right, for lecha mishna, you might have mabit. But generally speaking, you don't mind, and therefore he has no problem. I think, or Machne actually, they hold it as a tarubas, one has to fit into Hilchus Boyer to take it out.
Now, for Lech Misha, you're allowed to choose out from the mixture.
So that's if you've got all in front of you and you're taking out to find the right one to use, that's allowed.
Out.
Yeah, that's mutter.
Even though you're not going to eat
it afterwards. Yeah, but you're using it for Lech Misha, that's part of the tzurich of the matzah, that's that. Okay, let's move on to the next one. The next thing over here now is a very interesting question. Is how can you have two people who peel an orange? One is a smut of the chatchila, and one is an ism and a same person. Two people, so I make two people. Two people are peeling an orange. One, what he's doing is completely mutter. The other person is doing an ism and a terror. So, the Klali one like this, obviously, very good. First, let's just start from the bottom. Boira is a special chiddush, actually, is mutter derech achila. When a person does boira, even though we said you mustn't select items, if you do it in a way of eating, that is allowed. Because Chazal say that a person is allowed to eat on Shabbos. When a person is doing derech achila, that's on the Issa boira. In the Mishkan, the boira was done to improve the mixture. You have pebbles mixed with wheat. So you want to improve that mixture, take out the stones. That is also to do. When a person is doing a breira, but he's doing it for eating purposes, that was never in the Issa. That was not Issa. But it has to be a way of eating. So Chazal say, to make it a way of eating, you have to have three conditions, which are compulsory. One is you've got to take the good from the bad. Condition number one. Condition number two is you mustn't use a specialized keli. And condition number three, Moishi, is that you must use it straight away. All three conditions are necessary. If you're missing any one of them, 95% of the cases, you're an Isma Tera Boira. Which is what's exactly the Hakam over here. All three points are necessary. Each one is necessary by itself. Which is what's exactly, for example, at the beginning. In the Hakam, almost at the beginning. In Boira Psoisman Oichel, if someone takes away the bad from the good, even if he's chewing it with his hand, and even if he wants to eat it straight away, he's missing condition number one. But he's got condition two and three, it's no good. Who had in? Someone takes the Boira, yeah. Who had in? Someone Boira with Kaylee, someone uses a sieve, let's say, to do Boira. Even if he's eating, taking the good away from the bad, and even though he wants to eat it straight away, it's not allowed. You need all three conditions again. You need to have the good from the bad. So a classic example is a person wants to have a fruit of nuts and raisins. So he wants to eat nuts. So what he's allowed to do is a mixture. No question about it, it's a mixture. Nuts and raisins are mixed in a bowl. So what he can do is he wants to eat nuts. So he takes the nuts out. I want to eat the nuts mushy. So I'll take the nuts out. I'm doing it on my hand, allowed, and I'm going to eat it straight away. All those conditions are right. But let's say someone's going to bed, he's got in his house nuts and raisins mixed together. And he knows that if he doesn't take his nuts now, before he goes to bed, there'll be none left in that bowl when he comes down. So he decides he wants to take all the nuts now upstairs to him into his bedroom. That way his sister, or whoever it is, the other person in the family, can't take any more nuts from him, yeah? Mamish also. That's boira, you're doing boira, and it's not being used straight away, not allowed to be done. Clear? That is the Hechas Boira. Yeah. Now, it's an important halacha, first of all. So, condition number one is you don't take the good from the bad. There's a big machlokas. What would you say to that boy, sir? I've got, let's say, pineapples in a tin with juice. So I've got a tin of pineapple with juice inside. Let's say, before Shabbos, I open the lid. So there's no problem opening the lid on Shabbos. I've taken the lid off. Now, on Shabbos, I want to have the pineapple by itself. I don't want the juice. So I take the can, and I tilt all the liquid out of that can. What is that? Is that called oichel min hapsoiles or psoiles min oichel? The question is, that which moves, is that what you're taking, or is that which holds your hand is what you're taking? So the big question about it is, the Mishnah Berurah holds, the item that moves is the criteria. Just look at the item that moves. Do you want the item that's moving? That means even though you're holding the tin with a pineapple in your hand, so that could be oichel, but I'm sorry, you're holding that oichel. But the Mishnah Berurah holds, that's not the criteria anymore. Wrong, the Mishnah Berurah holds, that which moves out is called the separating one. In this case over here, well, you've got pineapples and you've got pineapple juice. So if I want the pineapple itself and I take the pineapple tin and I tilt the juice, now all the juice falls out. I've now separated psoas monoical. I don't want the juice. That which moves is called the separated one. And since I don't want that which is moving, that's psoas monoical. That's not an animation process.
Tilt it out and drink a little bit.
But I can't tilt out the whole lot then.
Juice?
I can't tilt out the whole juice and drink a tiny bit of it. I don't need to tilt out the whole lot to drink a tiny bit.
So can't you just take all the pineapple slices?
Chaim's saying, let's say for example, I've got a tin with pineapple inside and juice. I want to have the pineapple. It's very hard for me to get the pineapple out. I've got no fork. So really, the best way for me to do it is to tilt all the liquid out and be left with the pineapple in the tin. So Chaim saying, you know what I do? I want the pineapples with you. I'll tilt out all the liquid. I'll drink a sip of that liquid. Is that what you're saying? That's not good enough because I can't tilt out all the liquid for one sip. I've got no right to...
If I drink
all the liquid, there's no problem. But to tilt out all the liquid, you can have one sip. That's not a heter. The etzer is, what's the etzer, boy, say? What? That's a good question. What? I don't know why, it's alright.
But it still goes out.
I don't know why.
All about the helps to ruin the can.
A lady asked me this question, I don't know what the answer is. A lady asked me this question, why it's not boira? Well, he was asking, why, if you make a hole in the bottom of the tin and top of the tin, the Meister said, all the juice drains out, you're left with the, what do you call it? That's how you open the tin on Shabbos. Someone asked, oh, that's boira.
Yeah.
So the Teretz Yisrael Kasha is that boira. The Teretz is that boira, which the Pesit Reish is not also. If you're not intending to do boira, the Meister, that's not what you're intending to do, yeah?
That's how you... That's
you're doing it to make the Keli, not a Keli. You're not making it to get the juice out. That's not your kavanah, you know?
Adam, if your Keli has already opened the lid, you can't make it
at all. That might be worse, yeah. That's probably worse, much worse, yeah. That could be worse. So what are you saying about the table?
If you put the tin on the table,
and then put a fork in to get the pineapple out. How are you going to get the pineapple out?
Once it's on the table, everyone will take from the table, from the tin.
Yeah. No, but that's like you've got a tin. Yeah, that you could do. Take the tin to the table.
No. And if you take the tin to the table, you're allowed to pour it out, no?
Why?
Because you're going to take the... You're not pouring out the juice or you don't want.
As it's happened one.
No, someone wants the pineapple.
Yeah.
Then you pour out the tin, the pineapple with the juice, together in the cake.
No, you pour out the juice from the tin
into it.
Why, at the table? Why is that better?
Why is that better?
Yeah.
You're only taking the goods.
The juice is not good.
The moving one is the bad.
Not well, the juice.
The moving one.
Yeah.
I've heard what it's called. I can't understand. I'm sorry. That's what I mean. Moshe, let me get the case right. You've got your pineapple in the tin of juice.
Yeah.
You don't want the juice, you want the pineapple.
Yeah.
So I told you now, take the pineapple tin and pour the juice out in the kitchen.
If you would not pour out the pineapple.
You're telling me now, bring it into the table.
Yeah.
And now at the table, I can pour the pineapple juice out.
No. Pour the pineapple juice out and then take the tin to the table.
Yeah, why is that better?
Because you're taking the oichel from the psoilus. When you would take out the pineapple from the tin and put in a plate, so the first pale from... Pouring the juice is absurdist, taking out absurdist from the oichel. That's a problem, but if you leave the pineapples in the tin and you taste from the tin, it shouldn't be a problem.
You still got rid of your juice.
But that's how it is, man. I'm not sure what they're doing. No, that's an interesting point where you say, I tell you, there is a shitter which holds, like you're saying, in a way, that which you hold is called the Mavura one. I don't know if that's what you mean. Maybe that's what you're saying. So, what that shitter is, not like Mishabura. Not what you pour out of the hole. The person's got a tin with liquid inside, and he tilts the tin, and the juice goes out. The mavura is what you're holding in your hand. So according to him, that's butter. But there's no kidding according to him in the kitchen and outside. There's no difference. Just one, I want to finish off one thing. The difference is, there a boy side, that what I said to you before, what's peeling an orange is butter. Because that's derech achil, that's butter. But if a person peels an orange and he only eats that orange in an hour's time, in 10 minutes' time, he's done boiling in a trailer. If a person peels orange to eat it straight away, that's butter. So you can have two people doing an act of peeling, One is its mutter, one is otter. The person who's pleading to eat it straight away, that's allowed. The one who's pleading to leave it for later is not allowed. That's otter and otter. Yeah.
If I bring it to the table, because then it leaves the opportunity, but if someone wants a juice, so it's not that it's rejected.
Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah, that's what you're saying. Time you can pour the juice out.
Yeah, I put what you said. Now,
he said it's a table. If I want a juice, I pour the juice out. That's true. But you're not, your time you can pour the juice out, yeah?
Let me know if I'm
out. That's true.